Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." In this short verse, the Lord Jesus gives two conditions and three facts, which guarantees any person who appropriates this truth to their lives the absolute certainty of a home in heaven. The first step toward eternal life is knowledge. Before you can believe in a person, you must know about that person. The one who hears Christ is the one who understands who we are in our sin and depravity, and who understands who Christ is and his purpose for dying on the cross at Calvary. The second condition for salvation is trust. You can't depend on living a good life or church attendance to get you to heaven, nor can you depend on Christ plus your good works or Christ plus church attendance. Salvation is not Christ plus anything. It's Christ, period. An artist who wanted to paint a picture of the prodigal son searched through the poorhouses and prisons to find a man wretched enough to represent the prodigal. Finally, he met a beggar whom he thought would characterize the depravity of the prodigal son. He told the beggar that he would pay him well if he came to his studio and sat for his portrait. The beggar agreed and arrived at the artist's studio the following day. The artist didn't recognize the beggar at first, clean-shaven and a fresh set of clothes. When the artist realized who it was, he said to the beggar, "I didn't want you like this. I wanted you just as you were." That's how the Lord Jesus Christ wants us, just as we are. He doesn't want us trying to dress ourselves up, trying to make ourselves something we're not. Our faith and trust for salvation should never be in ourselves, but should only be in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.